illusion of a drow. Does she see through the eyes of the drow? So Sumptu asked.
What do you mean?
The Yuklo physically watched me while she faced you, young fool. So Sumptu explained. She saw my sign to you to show strength as clearly as you did, and that was the whole point of the exercise. Something is wrong. The Spider Queen is greatly upset and demands strength.
Unity,
Mirenial quietly breathed. Unity among the two nobles of House Bayenri, least likely to provide it. Mirenial's eyes went wide. Do you think that the rivalry between the High Priestess of House Bayenri and the daughter of Matron Mother Quenthel would go unnoticed? So Sumptu replied.
I remain at Eric Tynaleth, serving Mistress Minolin Fay,
Mirenial said innocently.
But you will never replace Minolin,
so Sumptu said slyly, or Ardule Ray of House Melarn as Matron of Scriptures. With those appointments, the Matron Mother, your mother, satisfies two rival houses, potential enemies House Bayenri prefers not to deal with in this dangerous time of House Zor-Lauren's departure. But then you know this.
The innocent look was gone from Mirenial's face now, so Sumptu noted. The young priestess assumed a rather brash posture.
Unity now,
so Sumptu said against that threatening pose.
The Spider Queen demands it.
The words sounded quite curious to her as she spoke them. And to Mirenial as well, she realized, when the younger priestess responded simply,
Why?
So Sumptu could only sigh and shrug against that all-important question. The handmaiden had revealed little, her largest hint being an obscure reference that
the Eternal would understand.
They had arrived at Quenthel's door by then. Mirenial lifted her hand to knock, but a look from So Sumptu warned her away.
Unity requires adherence to station, young one,
So Sumptu explained. And it was she who knocked, she who answered the Matron Mother's call, and she who entered Quenthel's private chambers first. Groth smiled as his door swung open, and predictably, Matron Mother Quenthel swept into the room.
She taunts me, Quenthel whined.
She moved up to the chair she had previously used and started to sit down, but instead just kicked it aside.
The Eternal would know, the handmaiden whispered to So Sumptu and Mirenial. The Eternal! Our mother would know, but alas, mere Quenthel cannot.
Gromf realized that his chuckle might not be appreciated at that moment, but he couldn't hold it back. The reference, the Eternal, was clear enough, speaking of their mother, Evanel, who was known as Evanel the Eternal, the greatest matron mother Menzo Berenzon had ever known, and one who had ruled the city for millennia.
And now you dare to taunt me? Quenthel fumed. Would you ever have so responded to Evanel?
Of course not, the old archmage replied. Evanel would have killed me.
But mere Quenthel cannot, so you suppose?
The matron mother's features tightened into a dangerous scowl. Gromf casually rose.
You won't, he replied, whether you can or not.
Are you so sure of that?
Only because I know my sister to be wise, he replied, moving to the left-hand wall of the chamber.
There, he opened a large cabinet, revealing several shelves covered with various items, scrolls, so many scrolls, coffers, sacks, and one large iron box. With a wave of his hand and a quick chant, Gromf cast a minor spell. A glistening floating disc appeared beside him. He scooped out the iron box and placed it atop his enchantment.
Of course, I only dare to tease you, because I have the answer to your riddle, he explained, turning back to Quenthel.
In there?
She asked, indicating the box.
Gromf smiled all the wider.
I have been waiting for this day a long time, dear sister, the Archmage explained.
Matron Mother, she corrected.
Exactly. It is past time that you are no longer referred to in any other manner.
Quenthel rocked back a step, then sat in the chair, staring at the Archmage.
What do you know? Why is the Spider Queen angry?
That I do not know, he replied. Not exactly. But the handmaiden's reference to our dear dead mother tells me that we can likely find out.
He gave another little laugh.
Or at least, I know how you can find out. Indeed, I know how you might learn many things. Good fortune lurks in the corridors of the Underdark, just outside of Menzo Baranzon. Good fortune, and an intellect older than Ivanel.
Quenthel stared at him hard for a long while.
Do you intend to forevermore speak in riddles?
Grump crossed the room behind her, to another cabinet near a display case. He opened the door to reveal a large floor-to-ceiling mirror. The Archmage closed his eyes and cast another spell, this one much longer to complete and much more intricate. The image of Grumph and the room in the mirror darkened, then disappeared altogether.
Come,
Grumph instructed, looking over his shoulder and reaching out for his sister's hand. The disc with the iron box atop it floated up beside Grumph.
In there?
Of course.
Where?
Quenthel demanded, but she reached out and took Grump's hand.
I just told you,
he explained, stepping through and pulling Quenthel behind him. The floating disc came in as well, and with a word from Grump, the magical construct began to glow, illuminating the area and revealing an underdark tunnel.
We are outside the city?
Quenthel asked, her voice a bit unstable. As the primary voice of Lady Lolth in Menzo Baranzon, Matron Mother Quenthel was not allowed such journeys without a large entourage of soldiers and guards.
You are quite safe, Matron Mother, Grumph replied, and his use of the proper title had the desired effect, drawing a nod from Quenthel. I discovered an old friend out here. Or shall we call him an acquaintance, quite by accident, you see? Grumph explained. Although now I must assume it was no accident.